Amen. Amen. Well, today is a beautiful day. Amen.
Yes.
Tomorrow morning is even better.
That's right.
We get all the gifts that we've been waiting for. Amen.
Yes.
Amen. So, Ashley, can you go ahead and open us up in prayer, please?
Okay. Dear Father, Lord, thank you so much for this day where we're not only able to just come to church like we regularly do on Sundays, but we can also come and celebrate Christmas, Lord, and your birth and also your death on the cross for us, Lord, the biggest sacrifice of all time, Lord. And we just pray that we keep that in mind as we're going through our festivities, that we're just not stressed and busy, that we're concentrating on what you've done for us, Lord. I just bless everybody as they're teaching, that we'll have our hearts and minds open to the word. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Amen. I titled this, A Father's Love. And this has been on my heart for a while now. When Bob asked me to do, if I can do a teaching on Christmas Eve and New Year's Eve, I thought he liked me, but he gave me, God put on his heart to give me those 2 days. And so this has been on my heart for a while now. And even before I put anything together, this is the title that just came to my mind. This is the title that God put in my heart to talk about. And it's a father's love. Hebrews chapter 12, verse 1 through 2 says, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside, keyword, lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely. And let us run with endurance the race that he has set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Now, this right here, this little thing right here, this was not done on purpose, but it fits so perfect that says the founder and perfecter of our faith. I didn't plan that, to have that where it shows up, right pointing at that specific paragraph right there. Now, there's a few things that I want to talk about this morning, and not just because of the father's love, but the two-part. It's also about running the race, okay? And that's what it says, endurance, and it says the race. So it's two-part. One is it's about running the race, and the second thing, and the main thing, is about our father's love. And I picked that because a lot of times as parents, we can relate to how God does things with us because of how we treat our kids, with things that we happen with our own kids, right? Those of you that are parents or grandparents, I know that Pastor Don had to sit there and watch the movie Frozen. Can you picture that?
Not
Pastor
quite,
Don.
That was great. Not quite. I watched it 10 times like I can't.
So I can relate to that because when Sebastian was small, you know, he was a little toddler, me and my wife were sitting there watching cartoons that otherwise we would never watch. So I don't know how many episodes of Elmo I watched. Okay, Sesame Street, all right, and Finding Elmo. Nemo, I'm sorry, Finding Nemo. That's how much I know. Yeah. Yeah. Same thing, Finding Elmo. He couldn't find the guy. Amen. So there's a few key points here. So the first one is, lay aside every weight and sin which clings. When running, you can't have anything that will slow you down. The lighter, the better. And so funny that he's here because he's a swimmer. He swims. Cody swims. Well, he used to, but he knows he can relate. He can relate to the fact that a lot of times swimmers would shave their body so they won't create drag, right? Weight, extra weight, extra drag. So if not nowadays, what they wear, those body suits, those swimsuits that they wear nowadays. Okay, and that's so they won't create no drag. That's why Sammy doesn't swim. He jumps in and goes straight down. All right. So it says, so it won't create drag or weight in the water when in competition. It says, we must get rid of any sin, you know, drag weight, so that we will not get in, it will not get in the way of running the race. So if you're going to run the race, you can't, you know, as a runner, if you're out there, you want less weight on your body. That's why the gym shoes that they wear are very expensive gym shoes because they're so lightweight. Everything, they don't wear no watches, nothing. Nothing that would create extra weight, okay, because it pulls you down. I remember years and years ago, I was in Puerto Rico running in a marathon, and I was hot. It was like 100 degrees out, and I'm running, and all I thought about was water. You know, water, water, water. So I go by a fire station, okay, and I said, water. I thought he was going to give me a cup of water. He opens their hose on me. So it got all my clothes wet. So now I have all this excess weight on me. So I'm heavier now running. So it became a little harder to run the race. So just like our walk and the race we're in, okay, we need to get rid of the things that are going to hold us down. Anything that's going to hold us down, sin, whatever it is, we need to get rid of it. We need to give it to the Lord. We need to get rid of that so it won't weigh us down when we're running this race. You don't want anything at all holding you down. The second one is endurance. The more you train, the more you build up resistance. Boxers, okay, runners, anybody that's in a sport, the more you train, the more resistance. And that marathon, when I first started out, I could barely run a half a block, okay? And I kept running and running and running and running. It became 2 blocks, 3 blocks, a half a mile, 2 miles, 3 miles, 4 miles. Okay, so I was running about 8, 9 miles. That's a lot. That's a lot. I would get up around 5 o'clock in the morning. I lived down the street from the beach. So me and my buddy get up early in the morning, go to the beach, and run in the sand. Because your feet goes in the sand, so you have to pick up your feet, right, to run. It builds up endurance. Okay, the harder it is, so we got used to that. So now when we're on solid pavement, we were gone. And the third point is in order to run the race, to get rid of the sin, to build up endurance, it says we need to look at Jesus. It is only through him can we get the strength, the endurance, to be able to run the race that he laid before us. It is our Father in heaven that can help us get rid of our sins through his forgiveness and mercy and love. 1 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 6 says this: yet for us there is but one God, the Father, from whom all things, and we exist for him, and one Lord, Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we exist through him. I mean, that's pretty cut and dry. It is because of him. It is because of Jesus Christ. Psalms chapter 103, verse 13. As a father shows compassion for his children, so the Lord shows compassion for those who fear him. Now, I remember a few times in teachings I spoke about my mom, okay, how very disciplined and strict my mother was. And even though my mother disciplined us, she showed a lot of compassion. Believe me, because a lot of times it could have been a whole lot worse. That beating could have been a whole lot worse. But she showed compassion. But just with compassion that we show our kids, because a lot of times we do that for our own kids. We show compassion for them, right? They make a mistake. Okay, we say, okay, it's all right. You know what? We'll talk about it. We'll get it straightened out. No worries, you know? Because Proverbs chapter 3, verse 12 says this: because the Lord disciplines those he loves as a father, the son he delights in. Okay? And I spoke a teaching I did a while back and about discipline. My mother loved me. Okay, as parents, we love our children. But there's a time that we have to correct them. Our Father does the same thing with us. Okay, sometimes we just think that it's all about just love and flowers and daisies and all this other good stuff, and that God would just never go ahead and kind of correct us. Okay, He does. I guarantee you, He does. Okay, and it says, just like a father disciplines his kids, just like sometimes we discipline our kids when they get out of line. Okay, and sometimes it all depends on the severity. Okay, the bigger the mistake they made, the bigger the punishment. Okay, and that's how it was when I was growing up. You did something a little simple, okay, small punishment. Maybe you grounded for half the day or something like that. Okay, you did something extremely terrible, then you got the belt and anything else you can find. Okay, now again, please understand, my mother loved us very much. She did, you know, but she had to make sure that the house was run the right way. Same thing with our Father. He wants to make sure that his house, his children, are doing things the right way. And if we don't, if we start kind of deviating a little bit and trying to do things our own way, okay, then sometimes he needs to call us to attention. Those that are in the military or been in the military, okay, you're sitting there talking and everybody's having a good time. That sergeant walks in and he yells attention. And everybody jumps to attention. Okay? Same thing. Our Father does the same thing with us. Sometimes we start getting a little out of line. We're not paying attention. We're trying to do things our own way. And as a father disciplines his kids, our Father does the same thing with us. Okay? He shows us compassion. Because I guarantee you, there's a lot of times that he could have brought the belt to us, and he didn't. He showed love. He showed compassion. Okay, he gave us an opportunity to repent. He gave us an opportunity, or he'll send somebody our way so that we can open up our eyes and see, oh, wait a minute, you know what? I'm doing things the wrong way. This isn't the way God wants me to do it. Okay, and then we go back on the right path. So God shows compassion. And there's a lot of times in Scripture where it shows where God showed compassion. A lot of times, you read the stories in the Bible, there's a lot of times where God showed compassion. There's a lot of times where he didn't show compassion. There's a lot of times when God said, enough is enough. And as parents, we do that sometimes too. Sometimes we say, you know what? Enough is enough. And either we bring out the belt or the hand. And God does the same thing with us. Sometimes he says, you know what? Enough is enough. And sometimes he'll bring out the belt or the hand. Everybody knows this one. But it's such an important verse in our lives as Christians. It says, for God so loved the world that he gave his one and only Son, that whoever believes in him shall not perish, but have eternal life. That's the Father's love. He didn't want none of his kids to go through something. He didn't want his kids to lose our lives. He gave up his. Okay, he sent his only son, to die for us so that we can have eternal life. I mean, if that doesn't show you a father's love, you know, we right now where everybody's like anxious to see what's under the Christmas tree. You know, there's not a gift greater than that. There's not a greater gift. I don't care what you got underneath the Christmas tree. I don't care what you bought your kid, your mom, your wife, your sister, your brother. I don't care what you've done. There's no greater gift than this. No greater gift. You can buy your wife, whoever did, let me know, a brand new Lexus. Still not enough. You can buy her a brand new house, $500,000 house. Let's make it $1 million house. Make it $5 million house. It's still not enough. It still will never, ever, ever compare to the greatest gift of all. As a father, he was willing to sacrifice for us. As a father or parent, we also are willing to sacrifice for our children. I did a teaching of that A lot of times we are willing to sacrifice sometimes a sandwich. You know, when you make that good sandwich and you got all the right things in it, and it's just, and it's about this high, maybe about an inch and a half high, and you got everything on there, lettuce, tomatoes, mayonnaise. I mean, you just got the meanest sandwich there is. And you're ready. And you sit back and you're ready to eat that sandwich. For most of us, our kid walks in and says, "Can I have some?" We sacrifice that sandwich and we give it to our kid. Right? Some of us. Some of us. That's true. See, that's why I said some of us, because Eddie said that will never happen. My kid will have to make his own sandwich. Okay, but a lot of us will sacrifice time. Okay, a lot of us work hard so that our kids can have a good future. Right? Let me repeat that. Some of us work very hard so our kids can have a future. Right? We get up early in the morning. We put in 10, 12, 13, 14, 15 hours a day. Okay, so we can come home and make sure that our kids have a home, have food, have clothing. That's a sacrifice. Because believe me, a lot of times we don't want to get up and do that. A lot of times we just want to roll over and hit that snooze button or actually turn it off and just roll over. Okay, but we know that we have bills to pay. And those bills are bills so that our kids can have a place to live in. You know, we'll sacrifice a lot of things, time, money, whatever it is, for our kids. And I put on there, why? Why do we do that? Because we love them. That's why we do it. Because we love our kids. And that's why God does things with us, because He loves us so much. He loves us that much and so much, okay, that He's always there for us. He's always there. He never, never, never leaves you. He says, "Nor forsake you." Why? Because He loves us that much. I mean, He proved it on the cross. What other proof do you need that He loves you that much? You know, when I first started coming to the church, one of the things that I didn't want to, one of the reasons why I didn't want to come is because I always believed that my sins were so great that God couldn't forgive me. That's what I believed. That's what the enemy kept putting in my head. All those years that I didn't serve the Lord. I did a long time ago and then I stopped. Okay. Then when I started coming to the church, I didn't want to come to a church because in my mind, just there's no way that God can forgive me for all the sins that I've done. It's impossible. Right? There's just no way God can forgive me. You know, He loved me, but He doesn't love me anymore because of what I've done. That was what I thought. There's no way God can love me. Look at everything I've done. Right? And then I said, yeah, God does do miracles. So little Alex is up there on the praise and worship team, started singing a song. And after she got done singing a song, she started sharing some words. And the words that she shared was that God loves you so much because we love them. Our God loved me so much, okay, that when she started speaking those words and saying, you know what, it doesn't matter what you've done in your past, how great the sin you've done in your past, what you have done, God still loves you and He will forgive you. And that resonated. And I'm sitting there and, you know, being from Detroit and wherever else I was at growing up, you know, you grew up, you know, that Latin thing, you know, it's just, you know, men don't cry. That's how we grew up. You know, men don't cry. So I'm sitting there and I'm fighting it, right? And the more I fight it, you know, the worse it's getting. Now I look like I'm having seizures. Okay, because I'm trying to grin and I'm doing all this and I'm like, I'm having a seizure. And that's because I'm trying to fight it. Okay? And it was God talking at my heart. And the Holy Spirit saying, you know what? Yeah. God can forgive you. Doesn't matter what you've done. He loves you that much. You know, and I keep hearing that, hey, Ray, he loves you that much. Well, he will forgive your sins. It says in 1 John 4:19, we love because he first loved us. Again, the title of this is Our Father's Love. We love because he first loved us. He proves it every single day. Sometimes we want to question it because something doesn't go our way. So we want to question it. Really, does he really love me? I mean, why would he make me go through this? How can he allow for me to go through all everything I'm going through? How much love does God have for me when I'm going through all this? It's because he loves you, he's letting you go through all that. How many times as parents, because we love our kids, we'll let them go through something because we want them to learn. Right? We want them to learn. Tough love. Okay? Our kids, when they're growing up and they're walking around, little toddlers, and they're starting to walk, as parents, what do? We kind of just, we let them walk, right? And we know they're going to fall. We just know they're going to fall. Because God knows we're going to fall. He knows we're going to fall. But he's right there, just like a parent. He's right behind their kid. And the little kid's walking, and he's stumbling, and the parent to the left and goes to the right, okay, making sure that he's not going to fall, and make sure he's not going to hit himself too hard. That's what God does with us. Just like when we are with kids, when the kids are walking. God's right there, okay? And he sees we're going to bump our head against the table. No, he puts his hand. I don't want him to hurt himself that much. Okay, and he's right there the whole time, and he's watching every single thing we're doing. Just like we do with our kids when they're first walking. And we're right behind them the whole time. And again, we know they're going to fall. And then they stop and they start doing the little wobbly thing, okay? And what do? We stand there and do the same thing with them. We're doing this, okay, with their kids. But the whole time we're right with them, okay? Why? Because we love them that much, we don't want them to get hurt. God doesn't want us to get hurt, okay? But sometimes, okay, you know what? He fell, okay? So our little kid would fall, a little daughter, a little son would fall. And we're right there. We don't jump in right away and pick them up. Okay, we stand there. Okay, come on, get up. Get up. Get up. That's what God does with us. Come on, get up. Come on, Sammy. I know you fell, but that's okay. I got your back. Amen. Come on, get up, Sammy. Get up. Get up, Samson. Get up. Get up, man. You know, and that's how God does with us. Our Father does the same thing. I mean, can you picture that? It's the same thing with our kids. And our Father the whole time is right there watching us, making sure that we just don't get hurt. But it's okay. He fell. We fall. But guys, you know what? I'm going to help him get up. Come on, get up. Get up. And then when we get up, we take another step forward. And we keep walking. And we keep walking. What happens after a while? Now that little walk becomes a little faster. Okay, now a little faster. And as we get older in Christ, we walk a little faster. A little faster. And now we're doing speed walking. Now we're jogging. And the whole time, God is right there. The whole time, God is right there. And then we start running. Then we start running that race that he set before us. Joshua 1:9. Have I not commanded you? Be strong and courageous. Do not be afraid. Do not be discouraged, for the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. It's a promise. It's a promise. Right there. For the Lord your God will be with you wherever you go. Doesn't matter where you go. He's going to be there. Okay? In our race, our Father is going to be there every single time. He's not going to just let us run and just run and run and run and, you know, we don't know where we're going. He's just going to watch us run. He's there the whole time. As a loving father, a parent, we always want to be there for our kids, just as our Father is for us. It says in Isaiah 42:16, I will lead the blind. How many of us were blind at one point? I mean literally blind, spiritually blind. We just couldn't see the things that we were doing because we thought it was okay to do it. When we were in sin and we were doing this and doing things we shouldn't have been doing, we didn't know no better. We thought it was okay to do it because sometimes everybody else is doing it. Why not? It must be the thing to do. It's by ways they have not known. It says, along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. There you go. Along unfamiliar paths, I will guide them. Just like our kids sometimes start going through these paths, and we're at home praying for them. Lord, protect them. Lord, guide them. Our prayers, we're on our knees praying for our kids. Why? Because we love them. Because we want to make sure that God's protecting them. Even though they might not be serving the Lord, but as a father, as a mother, as a parent, we love them. We don't want them to go away from God's walk. All right? That's why we pray constantly. We're praying for our kids, for our brothers, our sisters, our aunts and uncles that don't serve the Lord. Why? Because we love them. Because we know now that there is a heaven and hell. And we don't want them to go the wrong way. We love them that much that we pray for them so that God can have mercy on them and send somebody their way and minister to them so they can make the choice that we made one day. Is to say, God, here I am. I'm yours. My sins were so great, but I know that you love me that much that you'll forgive me. I'm going to show a quick video here. Amen. I mean, I saw that video at the Band of Brothers. You know, and I put on there, as a loving father, parent, he always want to be there for our kids, just as our father is for us. And it says here, never give up, John 14:26. But the advocate, the Holy Spirit, whom the Father will send in my name, will teach you all things and will remind you of everything I have said to you. I mean, that video, I mean, speaks a lot as to how our Father is for us. His Son, and this is why I said it's a two-part, because it's about not only just running the race, it's knowing that while we're running the race, our Father is always there. His dad was all the way on the side, in the stands, watching his son race. And when he saw his son go through something, he ran. There was nothing stopping. You see that security guy try to stop him? Nothing's going to stop him. There's nothing, nothing, no one can stop God. When God wants to put his hand down and is protecting you, is protecting your kids through your prayers. You know, this race is not easy. But God is always there every single day, just like his Father was. When we stumble, God's there. Our Heavenly Father's there. Okay? To make sure that we don't get hurt. Yeah, we might stumble. It might be a little pain. Okay? But he's there every single time. Why? Because he loves us that much. Just like we love our kids, just like that father. He ran to his kid. He saw his kid was in trouble. He was hurting. He wanted to be there for his son. His son, though, didn't give up. Yeah, he fell. He was hurting. And it says he didn't come in first place or second place or third place. He came dead last. But you know what? He finished. He made sure that he got to the finish line. Nothing was going to stop him from getting to the finish line. Nothing. Not one person, there's not a security guard, there's not a pain or foot or whatever it was going to stop him from finishing the race. Through our walk, there's a lot of things that want to get in the way of us running the race. Sometimes it's a family member, sometimes it's a job, sometimes it's whatever it can be. But nothing should ever stop us from running that race. You know why? Just because his father ran out there when he stumbled and he kind of got that pain and couldn't finish almost. His father was there. And he picked him up and he held him. And you saw the video. He says, we're going to do this together, son. Our father says that. We're going to do this. I'm there every single second of your life. Not one second is got away from us. He watches every single thing we do. That's what God's word says. I will always be there. I will never, never, the word is never forsake you. His father was there when his son said, Dad, I want to race. He was there at his practice. He was there when he came home sore from running. When he wanted to give up, his dad said, you can do this, son. When everyone else said, you're crazy, his father said, I'm proud of you. He was there when his son got his first medal. That's what our father does for us. And everything that we do, our father's there. And when sometimes the world calls us crazy, you know, you Christians, you're crazy, God says, I'm proud of you. That's what our father says. The world out there doesn't understand. They don't get it. They call us crazy. That's okay. Let me be crazy for the Lord. I'd rather be crazy for the Lord than be crazy on some other stuff. Okay, because at the end, there's a reward. At the end, you know, I get to see my Father in heaven and say, you know what? Thank you, Dad, for being there every single day. Even when I was going through something, I stumbled and I did this and I did that. You were always there. As a father, as a parent, we're there for our kids. Sometimes even they're far away. Even if they're far away, they're still our kids. We still love them. We pray for them and we're on the phone. Hey, son, and we give them advice, right? And what about this? And we want to know about their lives, and we talk to them and everything. Why? Because they're our kids and we love them. It says he was there when his son got his first medal. It says, just like our father. And I put in a why. It's a father's love. That's why. He's our father and he loves us that much. 2 Timothy verse chapter 4, 7 through 8. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. That's what he said. He didn't finish first, but he finished. He made sure that he got across the finish line. That's what we need to do. Get rid of all that junk, that sin, anything else that's holding you down. Okay? So you can continue that race. So you can say that. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Now there is in store for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will award me on that day. And not only to me, but to also to all who have longed for his appearing. Matthew 24, 13. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. But the one who stands firm to the end will be saved. Yeah, it's going to be challenges out there. It's going to be rough. Sometimes it's family members. Sometimes it's money, you know, work. You got laid off or school, whatever it is. Believe me, the enemy's throwing all kinds of stuff at us every single day. Don't think that there's one day where the enemy says, you know what, today I'm going to give him a break. You know, I think Ray's had enough for today. I think I'm going to give him a break. No, he doesn't do that. You know what he does? I think Ray's down. I'm going to kick him when he's down. That's what the enemy does. He plans for that. He sits there and watches us go down, and then he wants to kick us when he's down. Not only does he kick us, then he wants to sit on us and hold us down. Okay? He says, but through all that, you pick him up, slam him down, because you have the power of Jesus Christ, the Holy Spirit. Pick him up, slam him down, do those one or WWE slam downs, whatever it's called. Okay? What is it called?
Oh, no, I said with the lion.
Oh, okay. Yeah, exactly. Do the the power drive thing. All right? And then we can go ahead and continue that race. Remember, just the reason why I show that video is because when I saw that video, it really ministered to me. Because I can picture that. I can picture, you know, running and something happens and I stumble, okay? And then I all of a sudden I feel, you know, somebody strong come up behind me and pick me up and say, you know what, son, don't worry about it. We're going to finish this together. And I turn around and it's my dad. Today we're going to have prayer in the front. So if anybody wants to go up there for today for prayer and say, you know what, God, I want to finish this race. I've had a lot of things being thrown at me. All kinds of stuff going on. Family members, you know, work, you know, the craziness of Christmas shopping. Not Christmas itself, but Christmas shopping. Who do I buy for? You know, how much this and that? I mean, it can be hectic. But you say, you know what, God, help me finish the race. Help me get rid of all this junk that I have and just throw it away. And just keep on running this race. I know it's not going to be easy. I know sometimes I might fall. But I know that God, my Father, is always there to help me get up and finish this race because he's going to be there at the finish line. So if you get a chance and you want to go off for prayer, ask God to touch your heart so we can finish the race. I want to be there. I want to make sure that I'm there and I can say, I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I want to say that. I think we all want to say that. Amen? Amen. Amen. Well, we got prayer downstairs. So let's go down there and have a great service. Amen?
Good job.
Amen.